Thank you for another chance to say yes. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Yes to your will and yes to your way, Lord. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Yes. To your will and yes to your way, Lord. Thank you for another chance to say yes. My soul says yes, yes, yes. Yeah, yeah, my soul says yes, my soul says yes, yeah, 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 yeah. My soul says yes. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Thank you for another chance to say yes. Yes to your will. And yes to your way, Lord. Thank you for another chance to say yes. My soul says yes. 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 Yeah, my soul says yes. My soul says yes. 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 My soul says, yes. And so, Father, as we come before your presence with singing this morning, as we come before your throne of grace, we say yes to your will, God, and we say yes to your way in the mighty name of Jesus. We say yes, God, to you, because when we surrender to you, Lord, you're able to have your way in our lives. You're able to move with power. You're able to move, oh God, and grant us favor. You're able to move, oh God, and work on our behalf when we are willing to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. We submit to your throne of grace. We submit to your authority this morning. We bow ourselves before you, God, and we humbly say to you, yes, Lord. We thank you, God, because you have given us another chance to say yes to you on this day. For this is the day that the Lord hath made. And so we rejoice, God. We're glad in this, oh God, because your day, God, and when you have made a day, excuse me, oh God, we know that all things will work together for our good, because you will order our footsteps. You will lead us and guide us and direct us, and you will grant us favor, oh God, when we're willing to say yes. Put a yes, Lord, in our souls even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in every single area of our lives. not just at church, Lord, because it's easy sometimes to say yes to your will when we're at church. But God, give us to say yes, Lord, when we're all on our own. Give us to say yes, Lord, when things are not going our way in our homes. Give us to say yes, Lord, when things are not working out the way we want them to work out on our jobs. God, give us to say yes, Lord, when things are not working as we would desire for them to work in our bodies, Lord. Give us to say yes, Lord, when our finances are not the way that we want them to be, God, and money is running low and money is being funny. Give us to say yes, Lord, in every area of our lives to totally surrender to you. I belong to you, Lord. Oh, God, and since I belong to you, I yield myself to you. I give myself away to you because you're able to keep me and you're able to present me faultless. And, God, you'll do greater things for me than you would do for the lilies of the field. God, you dress the lilies of the field every day. Oh, God, they have beauty such that it cannot even be compared, Lord, to Solomon's arraignment of beauty, God, to the great riches that Solomon has had, oh, God, had, Lord, but you bless us even the more, God, because we belong to you, and not only, God, will you bless us, oh, God, with things that we need physically, Lord, but you will bless us with those things that we need spiritually as well. Give us to say yes, Lord, to surrender to your will. Oh, God, that your will might be done in our lives, that we may fulfill and complete the purpose that you have for our lives every single day. That's why we cry out that this is the day that the Lord has made. It's a sign of surrendering to you. It's a declaration, God, that you have already made the day. And we're thankful, Lord, that you know our ending from our beginning. And so you know the way that we should take. You know the pathways that we should go. You know the things that we should say. So give us to say yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give us to say yes, Lord, oh God, in humble submission to you. Give us to say yes, Lord, so that you may have your way. For when we are weak, you are made strong. But when we want to stand on our own, and when we want to do things in our own way and in our own might, we find ourselves without you on our side. And God, we need you. Every day, God, we need you. Every moment, Lord, we need you. We cannot make it without you, Lord. We don't want to try to do it on our own. But we look to you, Lord. We cry out to you. We invite you to come in and have your way. We invite you to come to more and show your power and show your strength and lead the way in the name of Jesus. We welcome your presence. We welcome you in the midst, Lord. We invite you into our situations. We invite you into our storm. We invite you into our tribulations. We invite you into our favor, our season of favor and progress, God. We welcome you in, Lord. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, God. So no longer are we bound. No longer are we held captive. No longer are we subject, God, oh God, and limited by the law. But you have set us free, Lord. And we thank you for the freedom, God. We thank you for the liberty, God. We thank you for peace. And we thank you for joy, God. Even in the midst of trials and tribulations, we can thank you, God. Because when your Spirit comes in, you bring about peace. So transform our minds and get our minds out of bondage, Lord. Bondage to the cares of this world. Bondage to the life that we're living, Lord. Bondage on our jobs and bondage in our homes and bondage in our relationships that we can't think straight and we can't do anything and we have no hope and we have no favor because we don't have a mind to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. And to invite you into our situation instead of welcoming you in and thanking you and blessing you for what you're doing. God, we find ourselves complaining and crying about things that come our way. But you won't put no more on us than we can bear, Lord. You won't allow anything to come our way that you have not ordained. Job could not have gone through the things that he went through unless you gave the devil permission and you gave him permission. You even asked the devil, have you considered my servant Job? God, are you asking the enemy, had he considered your servant Eugene or your servant whoever else is on the line, Lord? Is that what may be going on in our lives? If that is the case, God, and we know that it is, because we belong to you, Lord, and you won't put no more on us than we can bear. You won't let the enemy come our way unless it's a time of transition and a season of change. So, God, we surrender to you now. We don't buck up against you. We're not fighting against you, but we're submitting to your will. Not our wills, Lord, but let thine will be done. And give us peace, even in the midst of storm. Give us hope, God, when everything around us is losing hope and don't have any joy. God, let your will be done. Holy Ghost, come no more and have your way. We welcome your presence. We welcome you to come on in. We welcome you to come and have your way and make your presence known in our lives, even right now, God, creating us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us, so that there may be nothing in between us that will cause your spirit not to be effective on my behalf on this day. Oh, God, I make your name glorious. I make your name, God, glorious, Lord. Your name is worthy, God. You are worthy, God. What a glorious and magnificent God. There's no one that's like you, Lord. I love you, Lord, because you first loved me, and your love is unconditional. It never fails, and it never runs out on me or anyone else, God, over and over again. You keep on blessing me because you love me, oh, God, unconditionally. And, Lord, I want to say thank you. Thank you for another chance to say yes. My soul says yes to your will, God. It says yes to your way. It says yes, Lord, I will, I shall, I must obey. So bless your people today as we go about our day's task, Lord. Oh, God, we want you to order our footsteps today, to lead us and guide us. Oh, God, and grant us strength and grant us wisdom and grant us favor as we wait upon you. Oh, God, while we wait, God, we know that our strength will be renewed, God, as we trust in you, oh, God, to be the agent of change that we need, God. We know that you will work out on our behalf and work in our behalf and work out for our favor. Oh, God, as we wait on you even now, Lord, that's what we're doing while we are praying, God. We'll welcome you into our midst, Lord, and we're welcoming you to, God, come in and have your way, God. So, God, move on in right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we magnify you, God. We lift up holy hands, Lord, and we bless your name. You are our Father, and we know, God, that we are the apple of your eye, Lord. So we surrender to you, and we say, yes, Lord, we will go, Lord. We say, yes, Lord, we shall obey, Lord. We say, yes, Lord, oh, God, have your way and move on us now and guide us right now and lead us right now and help us to be the vessels that you need for us to be in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for the Hunt family this morning. You tell us that men ought to always pray, and we should look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. We need to look at what others may need, Lord, and be intercessors for them, God. Hallelujah, to stand in the gap, God, because there's somebody out there that cannot pray. They cannot even muster a word to say. And, Lord, they need someone to intercede on their behalf, to ask you, oh, God, to make a way, Lord, ask you to open up a door, Lord, to ask you, Lord, to make crooked ways straight. So we ask for comfort, Lord. We ask for strength, Lord. We ask for peace on behalf of the Hunt family. During their time of bereavement, Lord, strengthen them even now, God. Let your will be done, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help them to look to you, God, for you are our rock and you are our salvation. And I pray for little Zachariah Outlaw, Lord, that you would touch his body, Lord. Able to go see him last night, Lord, and he was resting. Thank you, Lord, that he was resting. But God, we pray that you bind the sickness that's in his body right now, Lord, and cast it out. Cast out the fevers, God, that's causing other issues, Lord. Oh, God, touch his little body, Lord, every area, every organ, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and correct the issues, oh, God, that may be going on in his body that's causing the issue. Oh, God, touch his mind even now. Send in encouragement. Send in strength right now. Send in the focus, God. It's an awesome time, God, to focus in on you, Lord. It's an awesome time to cry out to you, even in the midst of the hospital, God. Give her to say yes to your will, God, in the name of Jesus, so that your will might be done in her life and in the life of her baby. Touch him now. Miracles, signs, and wonders be looking to be performed in that place. And then I pray for the body of Christ. I pray for our holy convocation that's starting next week. I pray for the success of the Christmas in November, where we bless souls, oh God, give away Christmas gifts a little bit early, God. Bless those that are volunteering. Bless those that are donating gifts. Bless those that are doing the work, God, to get it all set up right now, God. Bless it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to be successful, to be a blessing to the community as we serve, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for our food pantry. Thank you for the growth in our food pantry. Thank you for the new freezer that we were able to purchase yesterday. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, that it will be a great resource to our church, Lord, to be a blessing to the community, Lord. Watch over it and keep it, Lord. Let no hurt, harm, or things happen to it, Lord, that will cause it to malfunction, Lord. But bless it, God, that it may be a blessing to the community. And then, Lord, for that young person, God, whoever it might have been that stole the truck from the church, God, I don't ask that you strike them down, but, Lord, I ask that you convict their hearts now and let the truck be found, Lord, in the same state of God that it was in, Lord, and bring it back so they can be used for your kingdom. God, and we know, Lord, that you're in control because you do all things well, and God, everything works together for our good. And so bless us in everything that we put our hands to do. Bless everyone that's under the sound of my voice even now. Give us strength. Renew us even now. Breathe the fresh in us, oh God, and help us to focus in on you on this day as we welcome you, God, to go with us every step that we take and every move that we make, God. We welcome your spirit. We welcome your glory. We welcome you into the midst so that you can come in and shake up our lands. Have your way, God. As we lift you up, Lord, hallelujah. Have your way, God, as we welcome you, God, and we praise and lift up your holy name. Have your way in us. Breathe on us even now and bless us this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We rejoice and we're glad in it, and we say thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.